Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections ends. 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories to go to polls in this phase on Monday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses a public meeting in Delhi for 6th phase elections, emphasizes need for a stable government in Indian polity. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also holds rally in the national capital, says their goal is to protect the constitution. IMD issues heavy rain alert for Kerala in the coming 5 days. Fishermen warned against venturing into the sea off the Kerala and Lakshadweep coasts. Indian boxers Nikhat Zareen and Meenakshi clinch gold medals at Elorda Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan. And ace Indian shuttlers Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy storm into men's doubles final of Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections came to an end this evening. Political heavyweights were on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. In Odisha, 5 Lok Sabha seats in the state, Bargarh, Sundargarh, Balangir, Kandhamal and Aska parliamentary constituencies and 35 assembly constituencies under their purview are going for simultaneous polls in this phase. Polling staff have already started moving towards the 9,162 polling booths where 40,33,992 men and 39,45,000 women voters will cast their votes. The Election Commission sources say 20% of these booths are sensitive, while 102 companies of Central Armed Police Force have been deployed for free and fair elections in all these constituencies. We have more from our correspondent.
The high voltage election campaign by major political parties like BJD, BJP and Congress for the fifth phase of elections in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies and 35 assembly seats under these Lok Sabha constituencies in Odisha have come to an end today. Out of these Lok Sabha seats, BJP had won Bargarh, Sundargarh and Balangir in the 2019 polls, while BJD had won Kandhamal and Aska. There are 40 candidates in the 5 Lok Sabha and 265 nominees in 35 assembly constituencies in this phase of elections, including Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik, senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Ministers Jewel Oram and Dilip Rai, Sangeeta Kumari Singh Deo, former Indian hockey captain Dilip Tirki, whose fate will be decided by voters. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
In the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections, 14 seats of Lok Sabha in Uttar Pradesh will go to polls. We have more from our correspondent.
The 14 seats which will go for poll on May 20 are Raebareli, Amethi, Lucknow, Mohanlalganj, Hamirpur, Jalaun, Jhansi, Banda, Fatehpur, Kausambi, Faizabad, Barabanki, Kesarganj and Gonda. Campaigning on these seats stopped this evening. All these 14 seats are important for BJP because the party had won 13 of these 14 seats in the 2019 elections. The only seat that BJP lost was Raebareli seat, which was won by former Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is contesting from Lucknow parliamentary seat as a BJP candidate for the third time. Rajnath Singh is contesting against SP candidate Ravidas Mahrotra and BSP candidate Sarwar Malik. This time Smriti Irani is contesting against Congress KL Sharma in Amethi. Rahul Gandhi is contesting from Raebareli against BJP's Dinesh Pratap Singh. Preparations have been completed to conduct peaceful and fair voting on all these seats in this phase. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Meanwhile, top leaders of various political parties have intensified their campaign for the next phases of elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has assured that welfare of farmers is the top priority of the NDA government. Addressing a public rally at Ambala in Haryana today, Mr. Modi highlighted the steps taken for the welfare of farmers and women's empowerment. Later, addressing another rally at Gohana in Sonipat, he said the BJP government is committed to empower poor people, youth, farmers and women to fulfill the goal of Viksit Bharat.
24/7 for 2047. Viksit Bharat ke char stambh hai. Gareeb, yuva, mahila aur kisan. Modi in charon stambhon ko aisi majbooti dena chahta hai taki mera desh majboot ho.
Addressing a public meeting in northeast Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said Indian polity needs a stable government. Mr. Modi stated that the 2024 general elections are crucial to defeat the mindset of nepotism and forces that want to weaken India.
24 ka ye chunav majboot Bharat banane ke liye hai aur 24 ka ye chunav un taqaton ko parast karne ke liye hai jo Bharat ko कमजोर करना चाहती तो देश की राजनीति को एक मजबूत सरकार चाहिए देश की राजधानी दुनिया के लिए आकर्षण का केंद्र बने
Emphasizing that the national capital must become an attraction for the world, he said global leaders were awestruck by the transformation of Delhi during the G20 summit. Mr. Modi alleged that the INDI alliance is hell-bent on creating hindrances to development works. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said the first aim of the INDI alliance is to save the constitution. Addressing a rally at Ram Leela Maidan in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Gandhi alleged that the ruling party wants to weaken the constitution.
Our lakshya is to save this constitution, to save this constitution. Ambedkar ji's constitution, Mahatma Gandhi's constitution, Jawaharlal Nehru ji's, and Hindustan ke sabse gareeb logon ka दलितों का आदिवासियों का पिछड़ों का तो पहला काम इस संविधान की रक्षा करना है
The Election Commission has strongly condemned the impugned statement made by Trinamool Congress MLA Humayun Kabir during an election rally in Kazipara, Murshidabad in West Bengal. The Commission censured Mr. Kabir for the misconduct. The Commission had received a complaint on the 2nd of this month wherein it was alleged that while delivering a speech in Kazipara, Humayun Kabir threatened the voters and the opposition party workers. The Commission issued a show cause notice to Humayun Kabir on the 10th of this month for violation of the Model Code of Conduct. A total of 1,409 voters cast home ballots in Delhi on the second day of home voting drive for elderly voters and persons with disabilities. In a noteworthy example of the initiative's impact, former Vice President Muhammad Hamid Ansari, former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh and former Union Minister Dr. Murli Manohar Joshi have cast their votes availing the home voting facility. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Mumbai North Central Lok Sabha constituency, which comprises six assembly constituencies, namely Viliparle, Chandivali, Kurla, Kalina, Vandre East and Vandre West. Our correspondent reports that traffic congestion, infrastructure woes and pollution are some of the issues in the constituency.
The Mumbai North Central Lok Sabha constituency, often dubbed as Mini Mumbai, aptly represents city's diverse demographic, consisting of a multi-religious and cultural population ranging from slum dwellers to film stars. The constituency has witnessed a fluctuating political landscape over the years. In the recent elections, BJP's Poonam Mahajan defeated Congress Party's Priya Dutt in both 2014 and 2019. However, in 2024 elections, the stage is set for an interesting electoral contest between the BJP and the Congress. BJP has replaced two-time sitting MP Poonam Mahajan with Ujjwal Nikam, a senior criminal lawyer hailing from the Maratha community. On the other hand, Congress has fielded Varsha Gaikwad, the Mumbai unit chief of the party and four-term MLA from Dharavi constituency with a strong grassroots connect. While there are 27 candidates in fray, BJP's Ujjwal Nikam and Congress's Varsha Gaikwad are locked in for an intense battle on this seat. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Delhi police today arrested Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar in connection with the alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Bibhav Kumar alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the 13th of this month. Vibhav Kumar also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal, alleging that she illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. India Today advised students in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek to stay indoors following the reports of mob violence targeting international students. Assuring the welfare of Indian students in Bishkek, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said the situation is being monitored and it is reportedly calm now. He advised the students to stay in regular touch with the embassy. The Embassy of India in Kyrgyzstan released 24/7 emergency contact number 055-571-0041 for students. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Kyrgyzstan today informed that the situation in the city of Bishkek is calm and under full control, and all necessary measures have been taken to ensure security and maintain peace and stability. The Inter-Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy rain will continue for the coming 5 days in Kerala. Red alert has been declared for the next 2 days in Pathanamthitta, Idukki and Kottayam districts. Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts have orange alert for the next 2 days. IMD also issued an orange alert today in Pathanamthitta, Idukki and Malappuram districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fishermen are warned from venturing into the sea off the Kerala and Lakshadweep coasts. IMD has forecast heatwave conditions over northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next few days. It said heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are expected over parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. In Rajasthan today, Barmer recorded the highest maximum temperature of 46.9 degrees Celsius. More from our correspondent.
Many cities of the state, including Bharatpur, Kota, Jodhpur, Churu, Bikaner, Dholpur, Bara and Sangaria, measured day temperature of above 45 degrees Celsius. Night temperature was also recorded above 30 degrees Celsius in Jaisalmer, Jodhpur, Kota, Jalor and Dholpur. The minimum temperature in Falodi measured at 34.6 degrees Celsius. At some places, water was sprinkled on the roads to protect against the heat. According to the Met Department, the heat wave is likely to continue in the state for the next 1 week. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In sports news and boxing, reigning world champion Nikhat Zareen and Meenakshi today clinched gold medals for India at the Alerta Cup 2024 in Astana, Kazakhstan today. Nikhat Zareen in the women's 52-kilogram category triumphed over Zazira Urakbayeva of Kazakhstan with a 5-0 victory, while Meenakshi defeated another Uzbekistan boxer, Ramanova Saidahon, 4-1 in the women's 48-kilogram event. Meanwhile, Anamika in the 50-kilogram and Manisha in the 60-kilogram suffered losses to end their campaigns with silver medals. Anamika conceded a 1-4 loss against reigning world champion China's Wu Yu, while Manisha faced a 0-5 defeat against Kazakhstan's Victoria Grafiva. The Indian pugilists concluded their Elodra Cup 2024 campaign with 12 medals, including 2 gold, 2 silver and 8 bronze medals. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy have stormed into the men's doubles final of the Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok, Thailand today. They secured a decisive victory over the Taiwanese pair of MC Liu and Tang Kai Wei in straight games in the semi-final today. In IPL cricket match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB and Chennai Super Kings CSK is underway at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. RCB were 124 for 2 in 13.3 overs a short while ago. Earlier, CSK won the toss and opted to field. But the teams are eyeing a spot in the playoffs, making the encounter crucial. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections ends. 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories go to polls in this phase on Monday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses a public meeting in Delhi for sixth phase elections, emphasizes need for stable government in Indian polity. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also holds rally in the national capital, says their goal is to protect the constitution. IMD issues heavy rain alert for Kerala in the coming 5 days. Fishermen warned against venturing into the sea off Kerala and Lakshadweep coasts. Indian boxers Nikhat Zareen and Meenakshi clinch gold medals at Elorda Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan. And ace Indian shuttler Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy storm into men's doubles final of Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.